Right now, panel, as is traditional, we're going to ask you some questions about this week's news. Nagin, the New York Times reported that despite strides made by companies in hiring women, women are still outnumbered in executive-level offices by whom?
By men?
By men, but not just by men, by a specific kind of men.
White men.
Well, yes. I'm going to give it to you. They pointed out that in America's corporate suites, there are fewer women than there are men named John.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
There are more CEOs named John than there are CEOs who are women. If that seems like bad news, don't worry. There are also more male CEOs named James. That's right. Some men are finally breaking the Jimmy ceiling. Yeah. There are also more Republican senators who are Johns, and we mean that both literally and prostitutionally. The problem is clear. Affluent white parents need to come up with better names for your male children, okay? No like, more Johns.
Like LaDainian.
Something.
Or just like... Because a better solution is all female babies from here on out should be named John.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe they're not looking for men. They're just looking for people named John.
Yeah, that's been the problem. I didn't know.
Who
we
knew?
Don't need feminism, yes. You guys. We just need to change our name to John.